Day 99. God chooses Israel's king. 1 Samuel 9, 1 through 25. Saul, a wealthy Benjamite, was a tall, handsome young man. Saul and his servant were near Zoph, searching for stray donkeys. The servant said, "A prophet lives in this town. He may know where the donkeys are." The day before, the Lord had spoken to Samuel. "Tomorrow, a man will come from Benjamin. Make him the king of Israel. He'll save my people from the Philistines." When Samuel saw Saul walking up the hill, God spoke again. "This is the man I told you about yesterday." Saul asked Samuel, "Where does the prophet live?" "I'm the prophet," Samuel replied. "Come with me and we'll eat together. And don't worry about the donkeys. They've been found. Do you know that Israel hopes in you and your father's house?" "I'm from Benjamin," Saul replied. "That's the smallest tribe in Israel. My family is the smallest in Benjamin. Why do you talk to me like this?" But Samuel brought Saul to the feast. He was given the best seat. His food was the finest of all that was served. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did Saul go to Samuel? And did Saul think he was special? Hope you enjoyed today's blessings, the lesson. Have a blessed day, and don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.